the KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Oh, we can't tell you how much we appreciate you joining us daily on ABQ Connect. Some great content coming up even later in this hour. Now, usually the second Tuesday of the month, we typically welcome Ray Mondragon onto the broadcast. He's going to be joining us for the second half of today's show, letting us know about what's happening at Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico and their meeting coming up next week, which he'll be speaking at. But we'll talk a little bit about that topic, the problem of evil, insights from Creation Science in the second half of today's show. We're also going to re-air an interview coming up in the next segment from Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family, dealing with singleness. How do you do that around Valentine's Day? She's got some great insight and encouragement for many. And we'll cover that in our next segment. Wanted to take a few minutes right up front to connect with Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody joins us by phone. Thanks, Jody.
Of course. Thanks so much for letting me jump on today.
I'm going to be transparent because yesterday I reached out to Jody and said, hey, can you come on the show real quick at the beginning? I want to talk about that event you have coming up at the Roundhouse. And then I just totally dropped. I dunderhead and I reached out to her today. I'm saying this because I want people to know Jody is so full of grace and mercy. And thank you, Jody, for joining us again. But I'm excited about what's happening tomorrow.
Yes, we are so excited as well. This is going to be the start of something new, and I believe large in here in New Mexico.
Yeah, well, listen, if people haven't caught on yet, I talked about it a few times this morning, and actually throughout the week we've been talking about it a little bit. The New Mexico Family Action Movement on their website at nmfam.org has a calling out to pastors and church leaders to join them tomorrow for a pastor appreciation brunch at the Capitol. Actually, Jody, I wanted to bring you on to kind of give people a picture of what they might expect, including a prayer rally to follow.
Yes, absolutely. So our brunch tomorrow at the Capitol is from 10:30 to 12:30, and this is for our pastors and our church leaders. So if you're an elder or a deacon in a church, or if you are the leader of a Christian ministry, we want you to come and join us, be our guest. We have deemed it the Pastor Appreciation Day at the Capitol, and so we're providing you a lunch with some great conversation and some great information for you as a church leader or ministry leader to be able to know what's going on in New Mexico, what is going on at the Capitol, and how you can engage in prayer and how you can engage your ministries in prayer and in standing up for biblical values at the Capitol. So we're going to give you a lot of great information, but we also just want to take the time to say thank you, because we know the work that you are doing in furthering the kingdom of God across New Mexico. And we want to thank you for that. And after the brunch, we're going to have that prayer rally that is open to everyone, not just our pastors. So if pastors and church leaders, if you want to bring some of your congregation with you, they'll be able to join you at that prayer rally in the rotunda at 1:30, from 1:30 to 2:30, where we're just going to cover our state in prayer right there at the rotunda, and just let you know even more what's happening and what bills need our prayer, our support, and our action. So we're really looking forward to it. And this is our effort to connect pastors across the state, to get you connected to real-time information before your rights and your church's rights are affected. But we also want to create that network, because it really does make a difference when we are all on the same page and we're able to come together to recognize how we can work together to further the kingdom of God here in New Mexico, especially when it comes to leadership in New Mexico, policy in New Mexico, community events and outreach in New Mexico. So this is going to be a great opportunity for pastors and church leaders to connect, and we truly hope you come. We do need an RSVP. If you're going to come tomorrow, we want to make sure we have enough lunch prepared for you. So you can shoot us an email at contact@nmfam.org and just say who you are, what church you're with, and that you want to come to the Pastor Appreciation Brunch tomorrow.
All right. And listen, I'm assuming, Jody, we can still direct people to nmfam.org. On the home page, you scroll down, you'll see what's happening, and click on the link there. You'll see the flyer, essentially, that's on that page for the Pastor Appreciation Brunch, and even an RSVP link there as well. Can we tease some of the speakers we might hear from?
Absolutely. So we're going to have a couple of different legislators there. Representative Rod Montoya is going to share some great information with us. Senator David Gallegos will be there sharing information. We also have Pastor Richard Mansfield from New Mexico Praise, myself from New Mexico Family Action, and we have Roberta Cheek from Desert Rose Women's Resource Center. So we have a lot of great people lined up to be able to share some information, some encouragement and inspiration with all of our church leaders.
Okay, now I'm going to do my very best tomorrow to try to corner some of these people and get little snippets that for the people who don't make it for the event that we can play back on the show sometime, if no other time, as long as it's something that, you know, hasn't expired as far as what they have to say, which I can't imagine. When you're back in with us in studio, we'll maybe revisit some of what they had to share.
Yes, absolutely. That sounds fantastic.
All right. Well, Jody Hendricks joining us from the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. Go there to find out more about that. And actually, while you're there, check out the information they have about the Adopt a Pro-Life Legislator. We'll talk more about that probably, Jody, when we have you back on.
Yes, that sounds great.
All right. Thanks again. And stay with us. Coming up after the break, we're going to re-air that interview we did last week with Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family, directed mostly towards people who, you know, maybe don't have that a romantic relationship in their lives, but are prepared to celebrate love this Friday. Some insight as to what consider for that. Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family next on ABQ Connect.